Second hour of the program, you may dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453, that's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733, and here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Derek J.
Michelle, I believe we have you for a limited time here this evening.
Yes, sir.
Kind of came in, actually, with the intention of talking about the Occupy movement. You just got back from New York City, and I want to get back into that, or I want to get into that here in a moment, get your experience. But first, let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Derek J.
Good evening.
Hey,
how
Frank.
Is it up there in New England?
It's actually been really warm the last couple of days. Like right after that huge snowstorm, a few days after, the temperature started to shoot up. All is well.
T-shirt weather.
Oh, that's good.
Almost. What's on your mind tonight, Frank?
Well, you know, I was thinking about several of the issues. You know, the notion of the flag, patriotism. I think those are outmoded notions. If we fall into the trap of patriotism, we aren't critical about the actions of our government, and our government is not always right. And as we have seen since 1947, our foreign policy has been a disaster. And in a sense, I think patriotism is really the refuge of fools, and we should be able to intellectually analyze the policies of our government, and we should be able to criticize them and effect change. You know,
yeah, I have to say, I agree
now,
with
we know that that isn't the case, but the point is the flag is really nothing more than a representation. And
yeah.
It's an image, and when we look at the United States now supporting the Al-Qaeda flag in Benghazi and in Libya, I mean, it goes to show the absurdity of all this nonsense. And if people would take existential responsibility for their actions, by that, if they choose not to kill in the military, they shouldn't have to go in. And I think, you know, it's evil to kill, and more often than not, armies and wars are just about destroying a lot of good, innocent people so that a few individuals can reap tremendous profits and ensure their political power. And we have seen in the 20th century so many examples of genocide and illegal, illicit wars. And I think, you know, we have to take our responsibility and we have to say no. And I think, you know, we're getting to a point whereby that's getting to be more and more difficult, with the U.S. having five ongoing wars that we cannot win any of them, and they're all going to bankrupt us. And, you know, that's it. So I say burn the flag, and I say, you know, that's protected speech under the Constitution. It's time to hold our leaders accountable. Let's hold their feet to the flames.
I'd say you nailed it, Frank. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Sometimes I disagree with Frank. On that one, I didn't find much with which I could disagree.
Except I don't have a leader.
Oh, did he use the term leaders?
He did. Yeah, it was right at the end.
Yeah, the politicians are not my leaders.
Yeah. I can say I agree with Frank on all of that. One must always be critical of those who call themselves the government. And about existential responsibility, that's beautifully put. I mean, I love that he's encouraging a sense of ownership of one's actions. I definitely think it's a more enjoyable life and more satisfying and would lead to fewer wars.
Absolutely right. So, Derek, you wanted to comment on this idea of leaders being chosen by God. We were talking in the last hour about this scripture. What was it, Romans 13, you said, Michelle?
13, verse 1, yeah.
Where it essentially suggested that God has placed these people in charge, and that's why you must obey.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that the people who write the good book are typically the leaders of the day. I don't think it's a long shot to presume that.
They were certainly educated enough to be able to read and write,
right.
And that certainly put them ahead of most people.
Right. So I wasn't there, but I am guessing it was the leaders who wrote that. And they are saying that they were chosen by God.
Mm.
So where's the incentive for them to write that? Oh, it's in the fact that they themselves are saying they're appointed by God. I mean, isn't it pretty obvious that they would put that in there just to be like, oh, by the way, everything we say is true, and God said so?
Right.
I mean,
the divine right of kings, or in this case, the divine right of government. I mean, it essentially expands the idea of divine right of kings to include all political power.
Right, but it's not the Old Testament where it could have just been anyone who pretty much could pick up a pen and write it. The Romans was written by Paul, was it not?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Paul. He's either quoting someone from the Old Testament, or he's making it up himself. I would say he's famous for starting several churches, so he's a leader.
He's a power seeker. Again, using Michelle's point here, I don't like the idea of them being called leaders. These are people that just seek power over others.
A power seeker is a better term.
It's tragic that they've been called leaders, and they're constantly referred to as leaders in popular culture, on the news media, and so everybody kind of parrots that in the same way that a number of us still are using the term we when they're referring to the government, and they don't actually mean we, like mm-hmm. we're at war. No, I'm not at war, and you're not at war, and those people aren't my leaders, and in no way, shape, or form would I ever allow them to be. Not even Ron Paul is my leader. I mean, I like what the guy says in a lot of cases, and I think he brings a lot of people to the ideas of liberty, but if Ron Paul told me to go and do something, I wouldn't do it because Ron Paul said it. He's not in charge of me, and even if he was elected, he still wouldn't be my leader.
I like leadership. I mean, I definitely follow the leader in the conga line when we're when I'm at a dance party of Derek's. I also follow you know a lot of your leadership with keen activism and community things here, Ian, because you've been here longer than me, and I look to you. But that doesn't mean that at any time I can opt out of that.
Right, you're critically thinking about what leaders to follow and in what instances to follow those people. Or to start out on your own and be on your own leader and then invite people to follow and join in with what you're doing. The hallmark of a good leader is one who allows people to follow that person, to put the idea out and to allow people to join on board and to set an example. Good leadership is about setting an example for other people to follow. And politicians don't do that at all. Politicians just tell everybody what they think they should do. And then they're not in any way setting examples for people. They're just trying to control them.
You know, there's a man named Chuck Baldwin who ran on the constitutional ticket 4 years ago for president.
Constitution Party.
Yes, thank you, Constitution Party. And he's a pastor, and he has written what libertarian Christians consider to be the best explanation of Romans 13, and it's called The True Meaning of Romans 13, and you can find it on his website or what have you if you're really interested.
So, we've pretty much tapped out on the religious conversation?
Yes, I would say.
Let's move to Occupy Wall Street.
Yes.
Michelle, you just got back in from New York City. You were there for a few days?
Yes, I went down Friday, got back last night.
And I mentioned this on the air last night, but you weren't able to step in last night, so I'm glad we have you here now. You said something about that it's falling apart. What's that mean?
I should say that it's at a precipice. You know what I mean? Like it could go kind of one way or the other. Falling apart, it's like anything else that becomes big. You know, it
requires. How does it get maintained?
How does it get maintained? And how do you come to a consensus, which the occupation requires consensus in all decision making. How do you have consensus when you have such a large group of people? And it's getting harder. Some people have radios, some don't. The police confiscated the generators, so there wasn't electricity. And consequently, people didn't have internet access. They were having a hard time, finding how to disseminate information, etc. There are a lot of occupiers. They consider themselves occupiers, but that aren't staying down at Zuccotti Park. Mm-hmm. They're completely on board with everything, but they happen to already have a home in New York.
Right.
And so they're doing things like, they're still contributing. They're there all day long. They're just not sleeping there. And one friend of mine actually donated for their use, the generator. So he's completely on board and participating. But he's not sleeping there. So how do you let him know if you have a meeting all of a sudden? So it's, communication, money, what
you're saying
to do.
It's more disorganized than, it feels more disorganized than before? Is that what you're saying?
There is a lot of self-organizing that's taken place since then. There's just a lot of stress.
I see. Well, it has been going on a long time, so I can imagine it would be stressful for people. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 1-855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff there on the site, including mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams and the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com. Coming up here later this week, a friend of ours, Bo Davis, will be in court again as he's been charged with distributing some kind of a controlled substance, likely marijuana. He is facing felony charges as a result of that. Of course, the activist community is coming together in as much a way as possible to support him up here. One of the ways you can support yourself is by learning about the court system. Because inevitably, as the government becomes more intrusive and oppressive, as it does over time, the odds of you having to go to court for something increase over time. The longer you're around, the longer the government keeps getting more intrusive, the more likely they're going to hit you with some kind of criminal charge at some point, and you're going to find yourself within the courtroom environment. And if you've never been in there before, it is in a very adversarial atmosphere. It is not a friendly place to be, and these people are trying to put you in a cage or extract money or obedience from you, and you need to know how to handle that. And so you can go to jurisdictionary.com, and you can get the course for people who don't have attorneys. It'll arm you with the information on how to use the court's rules, because if you don't know how to do this stuff, you don't know how to file motions and go through all these, jump through these hoops, you're just going to get run right over. It's a 4-CD course, and it's so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. There's all kinds of free stuff at jurisdictionary.com to give you a taste of what you're going to get, like tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, free videos, and of course you can buy the course. Use their pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com, jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, Michelle, you got back from the Occupy Wall Street event just a few days ago, and what else did you want to share from your experience down there?
Well, I'll tell you.
It was your second time?
Yes, I was down exactly a month ago. So I'll tell you what it's not. It is not a bunch of people sitting around getting high. It definitely is not that. If it was, I would have been in the middle of that. And that was not happening. I, at no time, this time or last, saw anyone intoxicated that was part of the occupation.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, people may have been partying, but they weren't. It wasn't this big, like a 420 smoke out, mm-hmm. Look what we're doing. Not at all. It also is not a bunch of people saying, government, give us a job. In fact, the GA, which is the General Assembly, had a meeting and asked if the federal government was willing to employ all of you right now, because that was proposed. It was proposed that there would be a job for every single person right then and there that wanted a job. It was completely unanimous. They all said, screw the government. You don't want a job from them.
Wow, right. That's awesome.
I know. So that's another point. There is basically $500,000 in the coffer, and there, and this goes along with why is it, breaking down or things like that. A month ago, all the homeless people that were coming around were able to be fed. Anyone that wanted a meal could be fed. Well, after, they were feeding people at $3,000 a day, and the money was going out very quickly, someone said, whoa, wait a second, we need to have a criterion for who should get fed or not. Now, I think that's really great, actually. I'm liking that they're having those struggles, because those are real social questions that we ask. I ask myself every day whether or not I should feed my soon-to-be 16-year-old son who won't stack the cord of wood that is out in front of the house that I've told him to stack. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to go through those questions, and so they're trying to figure out, okay, well, are they gonna have a currency? And the funny thing is, I went out to dinner with like 15 people who are kind of in charge of some things, or they're contributing and whatever, and when they were telling me about the problem with the food, I said, well, why don't you create a currency? Hadn't even occurred to them.
Well, isn't that amazing? Because the question for everybody, whether you're allocating $500,000 or just running your everyday life, is how do you allocate scarce resources, right?
Exactly. So, and that's the question they were asking, is scarcity a matter of a necessary component of value? or not. So I really appreciate that they're asking these philosophical, fundamental questions and not just repeating a fiat currency and replicating, you know.
So I'm glad that you were there, right? I mean, because yes. You were able to put that idea forth. Whether they end up running with it's another question, but at least you got the idea sure. out into discussion that otherwise would not have perhaps been brought up.
It hadn't been.
Which is why I think it's so valuable to have liberty-minded people at these. Derek was asking me earlier off the air, why are you going to these? Because I'm going to the Occupy Keene thing in town. And my explanation is to add whatever value I can to this. I see it as, you know, a group of people that is very upset with the status quo, and while I may not agree on every single issue, I don't agree on every single issue with everyone sitting in this room, necessarily. While I may not agree on a lot of the issues that they may be interested in promoting, I think that overall it's a group of folks that's ripe for new ideas.
Absolutely.
And if we can be the ones to provide ideas they've never even heard of before, then that's going to be an ideal time for them to encounter those and perhaps absorb them. Maybe some of them will ignore them, but others will listen. And they want those ideas. They'll consider them. And before you know it, you'll have a larger liberty community coming out of the Occupy Wall Street movement. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's an ideal time to bring people on board with the ideas of freedom.
Absolutely. And so the thing that made me most excited was when, you know, at the end of this dinner, there was a one young man, Isaac, who he and I had kind of been going back and forth, not in an antagonistic sort of way, but definitely a heated, you know, discussion. I wouldn't even call it an argument about agorism and voluntarism, not really using those words at the time, but basically, you know, when you say no and what you're willing to contribute to and what you're, if there's a social contract, et cetera. And at the end of it, he, you know, shook my hand and he said, would you be interested and willing to get a hold of some of your friends who believe like you do and come down and teach us? What humble, totally, totally humble. This was not some arrogant little college kid who's like, I've got all the ideas. I did meet one person like that, and he was a real jerk. And I talked to him for about a half an hour, and then I went, what am I doing? And I walked away really kind of discouraged. And 10 people came up to me and said, I just heard you talking to that guy. Can you please explain that more?
Right.
So, you know, not necessarily the one person you're talking to is going to, you know, there's going to be a difference. But, yeah, I do think I had at least 30 people specifically say, would you come teach voluntarism and agorism and what it is that you all are doing? Because it sounds really great and it sounds moral.
Well, thank goodness there is a group of people who are willing to live out their principles. You know, whatever they are, they're willing to take a shot and live out their principles, see if they will work. Plus, with all the socialists, the scarce resources aren't being allocated with any reasonable way other than need, which leads to shortages. And just wanted to say that there are a lot of people who are taking the food who aren't contributing any value, and
that'll
hopefully they will learn their lesson.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Michelle. Good having you on. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight is Ian.
And Derek.
And we'll continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Also, I want to remind you that now is a good time, anytime's a good time, to get prepared for what could be... perhaps a nasty things come around the corner, like food shortages, inflation, unemployment, natural disasters. People are concerned about these things, and if you want to have peace of mind, it helps to have some food in the basement or some food in storage in the pantry or something like that. And WiseFoodStorage.com can help you with that. They offer delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding boiling water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. You can get a free entree sample and 10% off of any order if you use our promo code. For a limited time during the holidays, you can use code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off over at WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-FOODWISE, WiseFoodStorage.com, code FTL for free shipping and 10% off any order. Peace of mind is the greatest gift you can give to the ones that you love this holiday season. Let's go to William listening in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, Ian and Derek, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind, William?
I was going to say, I was watching one of the cam, and Michelle must be either very persuasive or very hot or both to persuade that many people or have people ask her that many questions. That's cool.
She is both.
Okay. She so anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just saying she is both. It does help to have persuasive, attractive women in the Liberty Movement, and we certainly need more of them.
Yeah, that's not
and
true.
gay guys too for Derek. And gay women.
All right.
For Buzz. It's a small movement thus far, but you know, we definitely need to have people of all sorts, and certainly people that aren't white males, straight. White straight males tend to be the majority of the liberty movement, and that needs to change. And I think I've seen that changing in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. The Porcupine Freedom Festival has become more diverse over the years, and I really am excited to see that happening.
Right, William, I do hear your message. It sounds like people are more eager to listen to a new message from someone they wouldn't expect it from. So, like, from a hot woman hearing the ideas of liberty, that is really exciting to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's probably more than that. You know, she must have a good way of conversing. You know, I heard she was pretty persuasive with the judge about her... is this the same one that has the registration tickets and whatnot?
Yeah, she's got several.
Yes. So she must be more than just good looking. She must be pretty smart or a good communicator.
So what else was on your mind tonight, William?
Yeah. Anyway, I saw a thing on CopBlock. I'm friends with them on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and they posted a picture of that I thought was funny. It's a picture of George Bush. Have you seen it?
I don't know. Please describe for everyone who hasn't.
Okay, it's there's a little short quotation, and I'll read it to you. This is what George said. They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree with each other, says George Bush, 2001. Anyway, then below that, somebody put in the caption, so I took away those freedoms so they won't hate us anymore.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, I wanted to put below that, you know, because I put things like this on my Facebook all the time, and I hardly ever get a reaction. Anyway, I wanted to say, you got to wear that. You're not watching the news, or you're not paying attention to. You're not watching the news, or driving down the interstate, or flying. You know, that was pretty much it.
Welcome, thank you, William. I appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733.
And about those comments about Michelle earlier being a smart communicator, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I would say that it helps to keep the moral high ground by holding oneself to a higher standard of etiquette than is required by the court, which Michelle does gracefully.
1-855-450-FREE is the phone number here tonight. In other Occupy news, since we were talking about it before, it looks like according to, let's see, this is WPIX, it's a television station there in New York City. A small group of demonstrators has plans to up the ante when it comes to Occupy Wall Street. They're planning to depart from Lower Manhattan's park and head toward the nation's capital on foot. The group plans to kick off a two-week, 240-mile march at noon on Wednesday, when dozens will leave the park and make their way to Washington, D.C. According to the march's organizer, Kelly Brannon, she said the group will most likely grow as it moves south, as they plan on picking up supporters along the way. The goal, she says, is to reach Washington by November 23rd, which is the deadline for a congressional committee to decide whether to uphold Barack Obama's extension of Bush-era tax cuts. So not exactly anything that is a significant message on their part, but that's a pretty big project, the idea of walking from New York City to Washington, D.C.
I think it is so cool that people would march, physically bring their numbers down, almost like a battle marching line. You know, you have the people who play the drums as they march on down. I think that would be a really cool message, just visually. But to carry the message that they want to be there to support ending tax cuts, is that
what they're doing?
What a waste. In my opinion, I feel like they could stand up against war or stand up against aggression against peaceful people.
Absolutely. There are definitely some really icky things with some of the viewpoints of some of the people that are protesting and involved in Occupy Wall Street, and that's certainly one of those distasteful things. Like, I wouldn't want to involve myself in that particular event. I would go if they were calling for the end of Washington, D.C. Let's cut Washington, D.C. entirely. And end, like you said, end the war, which is why I was surprised tonight at the General Assembly that I attended. There was discussion, and you weren't there for this, Derek, but there was discussion about the American flag brought up tonight at the General Assembly. And some people were, you know, talking about, well, we need to get an American flag out to these protests that we're having, because they're here in Keene, they're having them every single day.
Why?
And there were a big group of liberty lovers at this particular GA, which is why I think it's important to have liberty-minded people at these events, so you can influence the directions that things go and get the ideas of freedom out. Because most people have never questioned the idea of the flag. They've never even thought about, you know, what it really symbolizes. And most of the folks that I think were in favor of the flag would probably also have been against the war in Iraq and would be against the military-industrial complex, were you to actually dig into that issue and have a conversation about it. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's important to be there. But it was surprising to me to have, you know, so many people who should be critical of the federal government still embracing its symbol, the ultimate symbol of federal power.
So do you think it's just the indoctrination from public school, where they were made to stand and recite a thing,
right,
a little prayer to the flag?
One of them actually mentioned something about how that the, you know, the flag unites us and brings us together. And I just... This is also somebody who, you know, coming from a leftist perspective, who is most of the people in, you know, kind of that's the perspective of Occupy, the Occupy movement. It's more of a leftist-tinged movement. You would think that if you said something like, well, I support human beings being together without division, because flags divide people. They were saying,
yeah,
they bring us together, but that's only the idea of the people on one particular landmass or one arbitrary set of political boundaries. I see myself as a human being, and I would want to be close to all other human beings, regardless of what particular landmass they were born on, and those flags divide people, and they give people just arbitrary reasons to look differently at other human beings. And I think it's a real problem. And I think that if you are somebody who is of the perspective of, you know, coming from the left, that message would resonate. But if there's no one around to bring that message out when these ideas come up, then they're just going to keep going off in their socialist direction. But if we have the chance to bring the idea of voluntarism and peaceful human consensual interaction into these discussions, I find that to be worth my while.
I think we can all be united in that we're human and we are alive at the same time and we can all smile.
And peaceful humans don't belong in cages as well. Who could disagree with that? 1-855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsnips.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-4545.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can click into the links there at the top. You see different Amazon links for different countries. So click in the appropriate Amazon link for you, and then just get your shopping done. Whatever it is that you're looking to buy, you can get it likely through Amazon. But when you start your shopping experience through shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon cuts Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you need to order, go through shop.freetalklive.com. It helps us out, and thank you in advance for doing that. So, one of the things that I wouldn't recommend that you buy through Amazon is an e-cigarette, because we've got a great sponsor on board with this program, Vaporsmiths. You can go to vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR and learn more about the amazing little device that Derek has in his hands right now. If you're watching the cam, you can see him vaping away on what appears to be a menthol version of the Vaporsmiths, a menthol cartomizer. How is that over there, Derek? Are you enjoying it? You've got a big smile on your face.
It is divine.
I think it's great, too. I had mine out earlier, and I had to plug it into the charger because I'm not somebody who is like a constant daily, I have to use it sort of thing. Like, I just use it for fun because I like to blow vapor rings with it and taste
mine
the flavor.
Mine has always been charged. It has never been a problem.
Do you plug it in on a nightly basis or something?
I just alternate whichever one I use per day.
There you go. Because you get two with the starter kit.
You get two with the starter kit, so you can just use one for the first day, leave the other charging, and just alternate every day.
Perfect. And it lasts for the whole day?
It lasts all day.
And you actually were talking about how you've cut down, because you still are smoking an occasional cigarette. So how many cigarettes were you smoking prior to the e-cigarette, and what is it at now?
I was smoking a pack a day.
20 cigarettes.
20 cigarettes.
That's a lot of damn cigarettes.
Right, and I found the time to smoke all of them.
Wow.
And now I only find the time to smoke one.
One. Down from 20 to one.
20 to one, and that was...
So like a nightcap kind of thing?
Instantly. What? Yeah, it's either in the morning or at night.
Really?
It's almost never in the middle of the day, because when I'm in the middle of the day, I'm working, I'm busy, and I just carry around this e-cig. I can carry it into buildings, yep. City Hall, do my business there.
I had mine at the jail the other day when I went to visit.
Exactly. So you can take it everywhere. It's really, I get addicted to the convenience.
And it's healthier as well, by the way, 22,000 times healthier. You don't get the smell. You don't have to deal with your curtains going yellow and dealing with all the nastiness that is applicable to cigarettes. And cigarette mouth, you don't have to deal with that either. Plus, you get a free starter kit when you buy 40 cartomizers or more. Just use coupon code FTL to get that. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $60. So there's, like, no reason not to do this. If you're a cigarette smoker and you're tired of smoking cigarettes and you want to move to something healthier, this is the choice. Plus, you get the different cartomizers in different levels of intensity of the nicotine. You're using full flavor, right, or full nicotine?
I am, yes.
I've got the ultralights on board, and there's a mid-step in between there. So you can actually, if you want to get yourself off nicotine, this is a great way to do it because you can just step yourself down over time. You can still use the vaporizer as much as you want, but if you're using full versus ultralight, it's going to be a different level of nicotine, so you can wean yourself off if you want to.
And if you don't want to quit and would like to continue, but in a healthier way, that's another great option. Yeah,
yeah,
you'll just save money.
So go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855 to get vapor. As we continue here, Derek, you'd wanted to talk about, I guess, sterilization. And North Carolina, was it, where they were sterilizing people and got caught or admitted it, and now they're trying to make good?
Oh, they weren't trying to hide it. It was the law from,
tell me about this.
From 1929 to 1974, 7,600 people were sterilized in North Carolina.
Wow.
Involuntarily.
And men and women?
Men and women, yeah. Although a majority were women, 85% were women, and 40% were non-white. I found that interesting because I think that, you know, obviously, most of the population of North Carolina is white, more than 60%. So, looks like
they're disproportionately targeting minorities.
Yeah, minorities were targeted during this time of sterilization.
So, what was the idea? They were sterilizing people if they were criminals or something? Like, what was the criteria for this?
You know, they had a board. They had a board of five people who determined whether or not a person should be able to have children.
And wow, that's scary.
Yeah, so their criteria was typically whether or not the person was mentally fit or mentally prepared to have a kid. So this article that I'm reading from comes from MSNBC, and the headline just says the victims speak out about the North Carolina sterilization program. But the real headline here is Elaine Riddick, who was sterilized when she was just 13 years old in her hometown of Windfall, North Carolina. Now, she had been raped, and that's a tragedy. But when she went to the hospital, she didn't even know that she had been sterilized. When she woke up, she had bandages on her stomach. They did not even tell her that this had happened. She had to find out years later.
What did they tell her? A lie? Like we took a cyst out or something like that? Like,
I guess she didn't ask, or somehow she just didn't know. Thought it might have been part of the procedure. Gosh, she's only 13 giving birth, so it must be new for her. So when she was 19, she eventually went to a doctor. The doctor told her she had been butchered, and those were his words. And explained that, yeah, she had had her tubes tied, looked into it further, into her medical records and documentation and everything, and it said that, yeah, she, the five-person board had determined that she was mentally unfit.
Oh, man.
At 13. They called her retarded. And she has, you know, gone to college. She
really?
She has now. Yeah, when she was 13, she hadn't. But she's raised her son that she was able to have. But I mean, it is outrageous to me that this religion, the state, thinks that it is so almighty that five people can determine for thousands of others whether or not they can have children.
That's horrifying.
I mean, to take away that sort of option from a person, that's worse than the rape that she endured. I mean, rape, it's bad, but it happens once,
it's
and
over.
You can move on.
Yeah.
This, they permanently damaged her body.
Yeah, that's sick.
And there are thousands others like her.
Plus more.
So she has sued the
state.
And
this is just North Carolina.
That's just one state. And the policy was enacted from 1929 to 1974. Mm-hmm. Now, 1974 is when they got rid of the board, but it is not when they got rid of the sterilization law, which was in 2003. Just not even 10 years ago.
It's hard to believe we're in the 21st century.
It's amazing. So the governor of North Carolina wants the victims to be compensated. She's recommending something like $20,000 to $50,000.
So what they're going to do is they're going to take that money out of the five people that were on the board, right? They're going to go after those five.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, no, they're not going to do that.
No, they're going to put the taxpayer on the hook and say, oops, sorry, there were these people who messed up in the past, and now you're going to have to pay for it.
Right. It's because the state agents and the state actors, the people that are the call themselves the state, are almost never held individually responsible for any lives they destroy or anybody's life they damage. Almost never.
Right, which is why I thought it was kind of amazing that she sued the state of North Carolina rather than those individuals. I'm not sure if
because
it's
they're,
a matter
they're
of
acting,
public record.
Well, you can't usually go after them because typically you'll get the case will be just thrown right out on its butt, and the judge will say you don't have any standing to sue this person. They were acting as an officer of the state, and in their official capacity, they can't be sued because they have qualified immunity. Let's go to Rick. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek. Jay.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Rick, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to say that about some of this sterilization nonsense. This goes back to the late 1800s with the eugenics movement. I actually have, if you have an email address, I have a paper that I personally compiled that goes back to 1904-ish. With the Davenports and the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility, and it details from there all the way up through to 2009. These things are still happening in America, on American soil, to American citizens.
You know what you might want to do is post that over on the Free Talk Live BBS. That'd be a great place to do it, because then you wouldn't just be emailing Derek or I. You'd be posting it to where everyone could grab that.
All right. The other thing I'd like to say is I'd like to encourage people to change their voter registration and vote for Ron Paul in the primary. I was a libertarian. I'm actually filling my paper right now after I voted.
You know what? I think that's a fine idea, but unfortunately it's too late here in New Hampshire. I can't do it. I'm registered
really?
As a Democrat, and there's like a 90-day window before the general election if you can't change your voter registration in 90 days.
Wow.
But in New Hampshire, you can register to vote on the same day as the election, so anyone who's not registered to vote could go in and do that. But not a bad suggestion for the rest of the country, who probably has a little ways to go before they get to their primary. Thanks, Rick, for the call. More coming up.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.